Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Where should the tail of the turban be? Sayyiduna Thoban radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wore a turban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would leave the tail of it hanging in front or at the back. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have a standard practice as far as the tail was concerned. However, it is best to let the tail hang between the shoulders, that is at the back. It is mustahab to keep a tail and makruh not to have one. It is permissible to keep it to the left, the right, or at the back. The preferred method is to keep it at the back. To keep one end of the turban under the chin when fastening the turban is also established as a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The length of the turban. One narration mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's turban was 10 arms long. A narration of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that the turban Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore at home and abroad was 7 arms long and 1 arm wide. Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah writes that one of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's turban was 6 arms long and the other was 12 arms long. However, the author of Madkhal view is that it was only 7 arms long. The color of the turban. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore a white, black and yellowish turban. The narrations of Amr ibn Hurayth and Jabir ibn Abdullah reports Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing a black turban as well. Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a black turban which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore on the days of Eid. The tail used to remain at the back. The Sahaba wearing black turbans, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatched Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Khaybar, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied a black turban for him. The tail was placed either at the back or the left side. Sayyidina Abu Ja'far al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was wearing a black turban on the day when Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. Abu Razin rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyidina Hassan ibn al-Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once delivered a khutbah whilst he was wearing a black turban. Others narrate that he saw Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wearing a black turban. Maslama rahmatullah alayhi narrates that he saw Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wearing a black turban and he was not wearing a hat. It is also narrated that Ammar ibn Yasir, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sayyidina Abu Darda, Sayyid ibn Musayyib, Hassan al-Basri, and Abu Ubaid wore black turbans. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.